In addition to enabling you to produce flowcharts, flowchart.com allows you to produce a whole variety of sophisticated diagrams limited only by your imagination. In order to get access to it, the first thing you have to do is register, and it's in private beta at the moment, so you'll have to wait for your registration to be approved, though that only took under 24 hours for me. Once you've got your account and you've logged in, you can then start to produce your first diagrams. You can choose from a series of pre-prepared templates, and they're in things like flowcharts or audio system diagrams, mind maps, SWOT diagrams, all that kind of stuff. Or you can create a custom one, and the custom chart that you or diagram that you create has a canvas with a customizable size, or you can choose to create a standard paper size, entirely up to you. With your blank canvas or your pre-prepared template, you can then start to add things. You've got a drawing toolbar with all the standard shapes that you'd expect, rectangles, circles, etc. And of course, because it's geared towards flowcharts, the lines that are on it, whether they're straight lines, arrows, or Bezier curves, are all connectives. That's to say that if you choose that tool, you can actually connect together some of the shapes that you've already done. And then having connected them, when you move the shapes around, the line follows the shape. And that's really useful if you're drawing flowcharts. In addition to the drawing tools, you've got a very extensive clip art library and a series of library items geared specifically towards flowcharts. Couple of interesting features with flowchart.com that you don't get with some of the other diagramming packages is that you've got a scripting tool. Now, I can't confess to being an expert in scripting, but there's a script editor and just a few pre-prepared scripts, but it appears to allow you to do all sorts of things and automate all sorts of processes. There's also a record button, and what that does is record changes that you make to the chart step by step. So if you add a box, it'll record that as a step. If you then enter some text into the box or change the properties in any way, it'll record those too. And then you can play those back as a video sequence. But at the moment, I can't quite see how you'd share that with other people in the same way that you can share your chart in the usual way. And you can make it completely private, shared to people that you know, or shared to the whole world. And you do that through URL or through an embed code. Another interesting feature is that you get a properties box for each of the shapes that you create. So that's quite sophisticated. You can do a lot of editing in there.